it was just a very small part of a big picture, and we decided what we uncovered was quite powerful, you know. And it was just crazy. Just the way things went was just to the letter. It was perfect. Everything we put in place was just, it worked perfectly, you know. Because this story is only really about how I helped two of my friends. I was helping them understand how they work, and because I've been into, I'm not actually in the movement, but I've read all the files, I've read the filings they've done, and really started understanding a lot more about how I can utilize it in my life. So I was using it in a way that these two people that I'm affiliated with at the moment, they weren't really understanding of how to use it. So I tried to boil it down in a very simplistic term for them, very simplistic way. And yeah, it was quite amazing that the results they had, you know. If, couldn't believe it myself. I thought, you know, I'm just giving you a point of view about what I see. And when they went in and did, and they sort of did what I said, but I told them that this is something that you really need to finalize for yourself in a way, in your own way. I mean, this is a lot of things I think the OP has actually tried to tell us all, is that this is something that you can do yourself. You know, you can go around and tell everyone how to do it, but it's their doing and their being that actually makes it work. So it's amazing stuff, yeah. Mm. It's really powerful. Once you get a win, once that first win comes your way, then you know that you're going the right way about it. You know, it's just crazy, really crazy. So you know, it's just something that I will be using a lot more, because you know I know who I am now through this process. I've actually now decided, or actually even reacquainted myself with myself, if you know what I mean. Yeah. It's something that you're always disempowered by the system, aren't you? You always say, oh, you can't do that because you feel this form in and feel that form in. But when you just take a back seat and you look at it again, you think, hang on a minute. So why? Why do I have to go through this route? And why do I have to do these things you're asking me to do? It's like you do a job and you work for that job and you work 40 hours a week. You wouldn't do that for nothing. You know, you wouldn't do it. I'm not talking about the money issue. I'm talking about you wouldn't do things for people unless, in this system I'm talking about, I'm not talking about what we're doing. I'm saying to a lot of people out there, they do things because they want reward, right? They want reimbursement for what they do. But what I'm trying to say to people is there is no accolade or medal or reward you get for doing what you're doing, because it's being you. You're being you. You know, you're not saying to someone else, I need permission to be me, please. You're saying, no, I am me. And this is what I am all about, you know. So that's I think that for me is the crux of what the OPPT represents. I really do. I think it's all about representing yourself, you know, and being that person that's got power and strength and energy, you know. That's what I really believe that. You know, I think it's just powerful stuff, and it works. It really does. Yeah.
And you're saying the reward is being you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. That is a reward for everyone. I mean, you could be the richest person in the world with all the money in the world, but if you don't know who you are, that money means nothing. You know, you could spend all your money on things that you want and acquire stuff, but when does it really make that you? Does that really say who you are? No, it says what level you are in society. So that means then you are trying to then be someone in that society that society has told you can be, right? So I just feel, let's get rid of all the money. Don't worry about how much money you're going to make out of all of this. Let's worry about where you're going to end up at the end of it. Are you going to end up as this free, energetic person that loves life? Or are you going to walk around thinking, oh my God, I need money, I need this, I need that, and worry about always asking yourself, how are you going to get there? Because if you ask yourself how, you're still in that frame of mind that it means that you need a solution to do anything. You need someone else to help you along the way. And I just think that's very short-sighted in a lot of ways, because You need to find who you really are in that way that you can be and can do in your own terms and in your own way, you know. That's all I really can say about it. I think there's a lot of misconceptions, obviously, about what the OPPT did, because everyone's saying, oh, is it lawful? Is it legal? Is it this? Is it that? But if you go off and just look, take a little look and find out that, yeah, this is what it is, and this is something that we can all do, then people will start looking at it again. And, you know, join up with the free man movement, you're unstoppable, you know, because in the free man, you're all about trying to prove your straw man doesn't exist and all that sort of stuff. But then in the OPPT route, you're already who you are, or who you say you are, but not who you say they are. They say you are, sort of thing. So it's one of those things you can just marry together. I think it's a great tool, and it works very effectively. You know. Yeah. That's crazy. Go on.
I'm curious about the story.
Yeah.
Some of the more details about how you were involved with Brandon. Is it Brandon Allen?
Well, no. What it is, I'll tell you who's involved. My friend Brian and Carolina. Carolina is Brandon's son. And Brandon has got a few intellectual disadvantages. He's dyslexic. He can't sort of read. Can't read very well, and he can't write very well either. And I'll just start by talking about the story, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the processes that happened, because what actually happened was at the start of all of this, Brandon was arrested for driving a car without a license. And so they arrested him, took him into custody, and then released him on bail. Well, I've got the bail sheet here that they gave me. And if you can make out, it's a bit unclear, but just here is his name written in just block capitals, right? So you can just see that. It's like, it's very faint, but his name's there, and he couldn't hardly write his name, okay? So that's the bail sheet there. It's the undertaking of bail, what they call it in Australia. So what they did, they got him to write his name, because they said, if you don't write your name, then you're going to obviously go to prison, right? Which they can't do, because they've asked him to write it under duress, because, as they say, he doesn't understand what he's reading. So anyway, so Brian and Carolina came to me, and they knew that I was getting into all the OP stuff. And because I'd read the Kurtz United quite thoroughly, because I really wanted to understand them for myself, I came to this sort of enlightened sort of state where I was like, I know exactly what I'm doing here. I know exactly what to do, because it didn't take long to really find out that as I've said before, if you don't really know why you're doing what you're doing, then you're not going to get the results you want. So I just proceeded to tell them how I helped them fill out the Kurtz United they wanted to, and I told them the steps to take. So the steps were, for me, I said to them, okay, so what you do is, before the court case, you don't want to hand it to them personally, because it's like a red rag to a bull, right? Because they start getting defensive, and it's like, oh, well, this doesn't have any legal standing. So what I said to them is, right, we'll send it by registered post to because I phoned up the court in the morning and asked who the judge was who was residing in the case. So I got his name and I got the address of where they were going. So I writ the address, obviously, in the respondent part and then the proponent. But anyway, I think you know all about that. And I filled it out for them, put their names and everything in it. Then obviously done the rest of it. So I witnessed it, he signed it. So we sent it. And then they sent him a letter back saying, oh, this Kurtz United has no legal standing and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, fine, okay. So we'll send him another one. So I'm all about sending three, because One is like it's like invoices. You send the first one as a reminder that this is what you're asking him to do. You're not telling him to do anything. There's no demands. It's just like, this is a courtesy notification that this is now how the game works. So the second one was exactly the same. We did exactly the same thing. No deviation. It was exactly the same. We used the personal ones, the individual courtesy notice. That you know, there's like five or six of them. We use the individual one to actually just point it to the individual who's acting on whoever's behalf. So then we sent them the second one, and I did the exactly same steps, didn't change anything. Left the invoice as it was, and I left the terms and conditions as it was. So we sent them another one, and they sent them another letter back saying, you will appear in court in such and such a day. So, okay, they went to court. I said to no, go to court. I said go to court, and remind them that you sent them a courtesy notice. And what I told them to do, obviously as well, was to keep a record of everything you sent, everything that you've done along the way. So she's got a book now of about this thick, of all the things that went with it, right? So that's then her proof that she has done these steps. It's through a legal sort of legal route, she's done them steps. So if it ever goes to court, she can say, okay, well, I sent these people these courtesy notifications and they say, okay, well, it didn't have any legal standing. Without actually going and looking and finding them wherever they needed to find them, they didn't do that. So, okay, I said, right, after the court case, they said, because Carolina said to the judge, In what power or in what authorization do you sit in that chair to hear this court, hear this case? And he goes, that's a good question. That's what he said. That's a good question. I have to refer this case to another date. So what he did basically was just palm it off to another person. He didn't want to take liability, so give it to someone else to deal with the case, okay? So that being said, I said, okay, fair enough. Well, this is going to be your final courtesy notice. Because now what you're going to do, you're going to fill in, because what I didn't do the first time was fill in the terms and conditions part of it, because I wasn't going to enact or enforce my terms and conditions at that point. So what I did is I just filled in the first page and said to them, okay, you can read all the document if you like. The terms and conditions will be filled out if this carries on. So the third one, I filled in the terms and conditions, which enacts, it doesn't actually enforce it, but it says, now this is what I'm going to do. That's the way I did it. And then what also happened after that is what they went to court after sending them the third one. Okay? The third one was them saying, okay, right, this is what we're going to do now. So the judge said, all right, well, I'm going to do a non-attendance to court for Brandon. But Carolina sat up and said, no, actually, I'm actually here on behalf of my son, which I am custodian of my son. Which, because what you have to understand in court, they use very much trust law. Like if you look at if I can explain it as simple as the Holy Trinity, right? You got God, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Ghost, right? You are, by you being in the court, they think that you are now the trustee, because you don't have any legal standing. But what you are really in court is a beneficiary, because the judge is a public trustee, he's a public servant. So that makes you the beneficiary of your estate, of your being, of your person, right? So this is where I married the free man and the OPP together, because what they're trying to do is get you to contract with them by saying that you are that man on the piece of paper. But the piece of paper can't answer to the case. It's only the man or the woman that can. So if you separate yourself from that legal fiction, they can't do anything to you, because they need you to contract with this person on the piece of paper. And if you don't do that, then they can't do anything to you. They can't hear the case, because they need you to contract, okay? So this is what happened. So anyway, after the third courtesy notice, when they said, oh, we're going to put a non-attendance file on Brandon, then Carolina turned around and said, no, I'm here hearing the case. So, you know, you can go ahead. So they went ahead and Carolina got him in such a corner that she said, well, actually, you got no legal standing now. So case dismissed, and she walked out of court. So what happened was then they sent her another further letter saying that if you do not pay these fines, which amounted to about $3,000, over 3,000 Australian dollars, they said, we'll send a warrant out. Okay, so Brian phoned up and said, where's this warrant? They couldn't produce it. It didn't exist. They were just trying to say that a warrant has been issued, but it wasn't ever issued. There was no paperwork. When they went to the court, there was no issue of warrant in paper. They didn't have it there, so it didn't exist. So anyway, I said, all right, after you come out of court, this is it. We're going to do invoices. So I said, write reminder at the top of the invoice, just reminding them that of your terms of conditions and their terms of use of your conditions. So I said, you want to write out and make it any amount you want, because it's not the money you're looking for. It's the cease and desisting of their actions against you, right? I said, you can make it up to $1 million for all you care, for all they care. They wouldn't pay it. But what you're asking them to do is say, okay, stop doing what you're doing, because if you don't stop doing what you're doing, this is my action against you. It's all about personal liability, right? So what you're saying to that guy is, now you're liable for your actions against me. So this is my terms of conditions, and this is what I want you to pay me. Whether you pay you or not, it doesn't matter. The money's not the issue. And so anyway, they wrote him a letter back saying again, the invoice has no legal standing. But don't we all get invoices when we have to pay bills and when we have to get a subcontractor in to do some work for us? We get a bill, an invoice, right?
Yeah.
So what's to say that the invoice you give them hasn't any legal standing? Because they're used globally. Everyone gets invoices. That's what an electric bill is. That's what a water bill is, you know, but you have to pay them. All right, so you send them an invoice, and the good thing about invoices is it's a record. It goes into their pursuary. Any invoice they get sent goes into the pursuary of whatever company that you are in, right? So if you throw it in the bin, it still doesn't matter, because if you keep a record of that invoice you sent them, then that's proof that you have now asked them to contract with you. And if they refuse to contract with you and carry on in their activities, then it means then you can then go ahead and do whatever steps you want. So the three invoices were sent, right? And it came to the final notice. So this is the good part about the story, because they go to the court, and a previous conversation about this was, I said to him, okay, so when you go to the court, what you want to do is go to the registrar's desk and ask if the sheriff can be present in your case, right? Because the sheriff of the court is the mediator between who does right and wrong, okay? So even if the judge doesn't do what he's meant to do, then you can employ the sheriff, right? Because the sheriff in Australia is like a common law policeman, really. So what you do is you say, can you, if he's not doing his job and you think you're not getting justice, you say to the sheriff, okay, I'll employ you as my employee, arrest the judge. So as soon as the registrar found out that he phoned the sheriff, right, he had security waiting at the front door not to let them in. But when you think that the sheriff of the court has jurisdiction over the security guards and even the judge, because he has the power to arrest the judge, right? Okay, so in effect, he is the big kahuna in the courtroom, right? So what you do is you use the sheriff to your advantage, as well as using these OPPT technologies, and you say, okay, fine. So if you're not doing your job, blah, blah, but didn't get to that point. Soon as she phoned, this is the funny part, because as soon as she phoned the sheriff, she was on the phone for about 15 minutes, she phoned the sheriff, and as these two sheriffs, and by the way, she was on the phone and the sheriff just happened to turn up. They weren't the two sheriffs she phoned. So I say that this was meant to happen. It just divine intervention or something. This was meant to happen, right? Yeah, it was brilliant. The way that they did it, I told them the way to do it. I said, keep calm, don't shout and don't do anything. Just tell them that, you know, this is what you would like to happen. And there you go. Someone intervened and brought these people along. And I was like, wow, didn't even realise. But I'm on the phone for 15 minutes, Carolina was, okay? Waiting for an answer. The registrar walks out of the court and he says to Carolina, these invoices, I'm not going to pay them. So Carolina says, well, you have to. And Brian heard this going on, Brian, who was with her, and he said, do you know that invoices are recognised globally as a legal tool, a legal document, right? And he goes, well, I don't care, I'm not paying them. And then he gets the charge sheet that they gave him, hands it to Brian, stamps on it, case dismissed, and that was it. Walks out of court. So they dropped all charges. They dropped all charges, and they just couldn't. They didn't know what to do. You know, it was absolutely gold. It was brilliant. And now this sets a precedent for a lot of people, you see, because what happens now is that you go into court and you do exactly the same steps that Brian and Carolina did with all the technologies, not just one, because we're all looking for a remedy, right? We're all looking for a perfected solution. I'm not saying this is, but I'm saying it's a way towards a perfected solution. You know, it's a way to try and, I suppose, help people. Because that's all I'm trying to do is help people. I'm trying to get people to understand how empowered you are and how much energy it takes to be empowered. It doesn't take a lot. You just suck some energy from, I would quote a phrase from Heather Tucci, I must admit, but you suck that energy from source, from whatever you want to call that, your creator or whatever, and it comes to help. Because you're being and doing, you're giving out positive energy. You're not out there to harm people financially or physically or anything like that. But what they're trying to do is harm you, so they will never win if you act in that capacity. Because they're trying to put harm on you, right? Where you're not, you're just standing there in your own self being. And you're saying, okay, you know, you're trying to do this to me. I'm not trying to do that to you, that's why I'm gonna win. And that's essentially the whole story, really, you know. And I tell you, I didn't realise how much power this would have when I really started getting into the OP stuff. I had no idea. And this is just testament to the actual validity of it all. This shows you how actually quite easy it is to do and be. And that's pretty much what it's all about, man. You know, I don't even know, I couldn't even put it into words how to describe what it felt like when they phoned me up and said, you know, everything is gone, it's just finished, it's done, you know. And this was, Brandon never stepped inside the court once. He never attended court once. You know, that's the amazing part about it. He never actually went to court once.
This may be the first time it's happened on this planet.
You think so?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Or, do you know, as I said to you before, I've got people phoning me up and emailing me and sending me messages. Oh, tell me how to do it. I'm sorry, I don't have any words to verbally tell you how to do it. I just think that all I can say about it all is you really have to reacquaint yourself with yourself. You really have to drop all the fear and all the contempt that you had for life before, and just drop all that, forget it, and just release it, get away from it, because it's all negative. You don't need the negative. We're looking at the positive attitudes, the positive feelings, the positive energy, right? And wow, what a pump. It's like you're pumped. You're sort of energized. It's like you've recharged your battery and now you're sort of booming energy, you know? It's like this whole positive energy flying around you. It's awesome. It's really, really great stuff. And if you can do it when the guy that you're representing isn't even there, my God, What were you going to do if he was there? I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing. How other people do that, you know, is their experience and it's their way. But I think this has gone all over Facebook. It's gone all over, like, even went through, I don't mean to plug radio shows, but American Kabuki, it went through all them type of sites. You know, if you looked on the OPPT success stories on Facebook, it's there. You know, a friend of mine, Rena, she put the story up. And, it's amazing stuff. How such a small little thing has just empowered a lot of people. It's amazing. I really, really didn't realize how much of an effect it would have. You know? just so elated, you know, I feel so great about it. Yeah.
Well, thank you on behalf of all of us.
Oh, mate, don't thank me, you know. I don't look for the accolade. I really don't. I just want to be able to help people. I want to be able to share what I know. You know, and I don't know a lot. I'm not a law student. I'm not of any notoriety whatsoever. I'm just a man out there trying to help and trying to change things for the better, you know? And that's all I'm trying to do. You know, and I think that's what we're all trying to do, you know what I mean? And if we can use this all over the world and we can use these both technology together, man, you all of us will be a force to be reckoned with. We could change the tide of the judicial system just like this. You know, that's all. It's powerful, man. Once you actually experience it, it's great. It really is. It proves that it works. It does. It proves it 100% that it works. It's amazing, brother. It really is.
I think people are going to really love this story and this interview.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know how else to explain it, you see. I don't know how else to verbally communicate to people. I just do it off the top of my head. I don't have any scripts. And a lot of people go, oh, where did you learn that? I had people saying to me, oh, you must have learned that from somewhere. Where did you get that idea from? I'm like, well, don't you, you know, doesn't anyone, like, just look at things with open eyes? I mean, it's hard to put into words, man. It's just hard. It's all about, as I say, and I keep saying, it's all about the being of you, your being, you know. The doing just comes with that, you know what I'm saying? If you understand who you are and what you're meant to be doing in a way as to helping people, then the doing just comes with it. You know, it can be, but the doing is just there. Always has been. You know. It's amazing, man. It's just amazing. And thank you for the opportunity to put it out in the domain. I think it's really great that people are actually interested, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's awesome. But thanks, man. And I really appreciate it. Getting the chance to come on and say this, you know, this story should be just out there. It should be everywhere, you know, just for people's peace of mind if they doubted this technology and they doubted what you could do with it. I mean, there's a lot of people who do doubt it and do doubt the validity of it. And I'm not saying look at me. I'm just saying this is what you can do with it. And this is how you can work it to your advantage without hurting anyone or without depriving anyone of any of their assets or their money or their energy, you know? So that's one thing that I think we can all take as a pat on the back, you know? For all of us, this is I do this for everyone. We're all walking in the same path and walking the same direction. Mm-hmm. Admittedly, a lot of people are doing different things, but ultimately, we're all going to the same end. But what I would say, Chase, is if we can bring all of these groups together, and get all the knowledge of all these separate groups that have got and bring it all in one and work out how we can use it together. Because I think there's too many separations in this world now. People are using the free man movement saying, oh, we've got a private group and you can't get in because you need to be invited. How is that helping the free man community when you don't let anyone in, you don't share your information? So this is what it's all about. I think it's about bringing people together in a way where you don't even have to agree. But if you can come to that common understanding that these things actually work, and maybe use the free man technology and use the common law and use all that other stuff, man, how powerful would you be if you had all of that, you know? And if you understood it all as well, you know? So it's, yeah. I don't know what else I can bring to this, but yeah, that's ultimately what it was all about for us.
Very cool.
And you've got to understand that we're a very small group. There's only about 11 of us, 12 of us, you know? And because we've been bringing in all of these other people to sort of use what we know with what they know, see, it feels like we're getting very limited information from people, but then we're having to sort of go off and do the hard yards ourselves, which we don't mind. We don't mind doing that, because if it helps others, then that's what it's all about. You know? So, that's where it is, Brent. That's where it is.
Sounds like a so little one waking up.
That's my, you know, yeah. But, yeah, so I don't know where else to go with this, but
well, thank you very much for sharing.
No worries, brother.
And are you comfortable with the audio and the video?
Cool. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I got nothing to hide, man. You can put my name all over the place. Okay. I don't care. You know.
I'm thinking I'll share it with Brian, and we'll probably post it on 5D Media.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, because as far and as wide as this can go, it's the most important thing.
Okay.
So, I really appreciate your time, man, and I really appreciate the opportunity, and I really appreciate you as a person, and your energy, it's all good, you know? So, yeah, it's amazing stuff. Thanks, man.
To be continued.
No worries. I'm available anytime. If anything else happens, I mean, let me just plug a little thing. We've got a video coming out. Whether you're familiar with Pirates of the Suburbs, we've done that a few months ago for one of our local councils. We were sort of showing people how councils actually work, and not the way people think they do. So the second part of that is coming out within probably next couple of days. So I was told to sort of mention that, and by the person that's editing the video at the moment, and she's going to be putting in a bit about the OPPT, if you didn't mind, and a few other things to just give people a bit of courage, you know, a bit of encouragement about how they can use this to their advantage, or maybe not to an advantage, you know, you don't want an advantage over anyone, but you just want to use it so you can help others, you know. So this is why we're putting that other video out. So if,
what is it called, yeah. and where it's will
called,
we see it?
It'll be called Pirates of the Suburbs 2, because there's one. We done one, it was out on YouTube. It's called Pirates of the Suburbs. Pirates of the Suburbs, oh God, I'm not sure exactly. Destroying Communities, that's what it is. It's called Pirates of the Suburbs, Destroying Communities. So the second part of that will be coming out probably in the next couple of days to a week. So that's another thing that we're going to be, that's another thing we're involved with. We're involved with quite a few things at the moment. We're really concentrating on trying to help members of the group to get what they want. So, you know. No, it's really good. So hopefully you'll go out and have a look and see if you haven't seen it, it's really worth a watch. It's about an hour long, but it just points out a few things we've noticed over the time we've been doing this. So, yeah.
I'll look out for it.
Yeah, thanks, man. Really, thanks again for the time, and I hope we can do this again at some point.
Thank you.
No worries, Jase. See you soon, brother.